I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We are Dukes and Bell. You can say it in the car with us or wherever you're listening.
Yeah.
We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey man.
Falcons sign a corner. We'll get to that. We also have got to talk about, as we get ready for this second preseason game, what the situation is going to be. We had a great conversation about Kirk Cousins earlier that we'll get back into as well, because I've changed. I'll tell you about that. But before...
And Carl, if you's changed, we can all change.
It's true. Before we get to that, though, apparently the Hawks have a new player, Mike. A schedule's dropped today. Can we hear Udonis Haslem talk about this new player?
Now you have everything you need. You go out and you go get Kennard, who's 44% from three. You make the trade for Porzingis. You got your young coin, Jalen Johnson, and Zachary Rashashi. You have all these pieces. Now, are you going to make Atlanta? Listen, I messed up his name. I'm sorry. Listen, don't be mad at me, Kirk. I took a page out your book.
That's brutal.
Rosh Hashanah? Are you talking about?
Well, I mean, tremendous mark.
Rosh Hashanah, however you say his name. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Rashashi, Zachary Rashashi.
Carl,
tremendous opportunity in marketing. I can't wait to talk to Steve Coonan about Zachary Rosh Hashanah.
Rashashi.
And Rosh Hashanah, however you say his name. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Rashashi, Zachary Rashashi.
And by the way, I just heard, Carl, the Hawks' new offense will be running from right to left. With Zachary Rosh Hashanah.
Oh, my goodness.
And Rosh Hashanah, however you say his name. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Rashashi. Zachary Rashashi.
He had it all good up until that point.
Yeah.
He's talking about the moves the Hawks made.
Right.
Udonis Haslem, by the way, that's a courtesy of ESPN. He's an analyst. Spent his entire career with the Miami Heat.
He's an OG, and everyone loves Udonis. He was, old school dude, man. I love that dude.
That is
some
so...
producer has a bald spot in their head right now where they pulled at every single bit of hair.
Well, you know what? They're telling him in his ear. He's just not picking it up. He's like, what's the name?
Rishashe.
What's the name?
Rishashe.
He's not hearing it.
Rosh Hashanah, however you say his name. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Rashashi. Zachary Rashashi.
Rishashki. All right, man. That's awesome. That's awesome.
I love any show where I do no research. It's so much easier.
Oh. That's the funniest thing.
We got to play that for Steve Coonan tomorrow.
We're very excited
about our new rebranded star, Zachary Rosh Hashanah.
That's true.
Who is it? Sungmae Kim?
Sungjae Im. Yeah.
Yes, it happens. But courtesy of ESPN, we had to play that for you, man. We hope you're having a good day. Hope you're laughing because it's funny. His name is Zachary Rishashe, and we hope that he has a big year. Hey, we're going to talk about the Hawks schedule. It did drop today. We'll get into that tomorrow with Steve Coonan as Mike mentioned.
Rishashi, Zachary Rishashi.
Viva Rishashi.
Rishashi. All right, man. Mike, we sign a corner. C.J. Henderson was a free agent.
Yeah.
First round pick for the Jags. He played with the Steelers. Rumor was earlier this morning he was going to sign with the Falcons. Well, guys, he has, and his medical review, everything came back fine. Mike, what's this mean as we take a look at the secondary?
What's it all about? Well, we got some injuries. Kobe Bryant is going to be out for a while. The other Kobe with a C, who I thought has been pretty good. You know, we were talking about guys we're impressed with at camp. He's the undrafted free agent from Kansas. So Kobe Bryant's banged up. Clark Phillips is questionable right now for Friday. And we love his, you know, his gumption, but is he that guy? You know me, I've not really been sold on D. Alford. You know, Billy Bowman's still, you know, getting better at it. He's more of that sort of a hybrid, that dime package guy. So we do think that, you know, Mike Hughes is certainly serviceable. He's considered, you know, again, I always mention those PFF numbers. They got him as a top 45 corner in the league. What does C.J. Henderson have left in the tank? What is he right now? Because, unfortunately, Carl, he's been bouncing around a little bit now.
I hope he can play. But we brought in DJ Shark, and we've not seen really anything.
Yeah, and that's the insurance policy for Mooney. We may have to go back to that well and get somebody else.
Well, I think my—
Just three interceptions on C.J. Henderson's career, by the way.
Okay, but I also think the guys in camp have also outplayed DJ Shark. That he's been a non-factor, a non-starter when it comes to, like, hey, he's going to get some real significant time. Roster move, guys, maybe. To Mike's point about the injuries, I'm not going to look too hard into this, but you do add first-round talent. Now, again, how far removed is he from that? Right. Is the question. Because you're going back 5 years.
These are the same draft class he was taking before, right? Yeah, it was a 2019.
AJ Terrell.
Or was it? Either way, he was taken in the ninth overall pick, first rounder. He's only played a full season once. That was 22 for Carolina. Didn't play last year, was out of football with injuries. But if he can stay healthy, you know, if you can bring, I mean, the contract obviously is going to be pennies on the dollar, but he would be, you could argue, certainly some depth and experience in the nickel package. How about that?
I would agree with that. We will see where it goes, but the Falcons today close practice tomorrow. Mike and I are on till 5. Preseason continues against the Titans, and our coverage beginning at 5 right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Meanwhile, listen, no real news to report today. They went a little bit lighter. Obviously, it was not a joint practice as they get ready for tomorrow in that second preseason game. But we asked you this earlier, and I want to get back to it because I've changed. And I've changed simply because as we look around the NFL, and it never matters until it does, and I don't like to talk about it because I told you guys in the offseason, you don't care and you don't even know who the other backups are around the league. But for us, we do have an ideal situation with Kirk Cousins being here. And what I've changed on is whether he's here or not, and we have no, Mike and I have no power about whether he's going to be traded, if he's going to get, you know, an opportunity somewhere else. But when you look at this, God forbid if something was to happen or you needed him in a spot, Mike, you feel really comfortable with putting Cousins in there. And I only bring this up to say we've seen Easton Stick, and Emory Jones. Not to say, Mike, those guys are playing bad or poorly, but the experience of Cousins I would trust in a real game situation over those guys to win a football game.
Right. Now, look, Easton Stick, how do you, you know, stunk on Friday against the Lions. Remember, he put some good numbers up with really out the benefit of a running game, albeit against backups.
Yep.
But he has starting experience. He had to back up Justin Herbert when he went out for the Chargers. So this guy has started games in the NFL. So that is a more viable option now if we can find a trade partner. If somebody needs a starting quarterback, hey, Jets don't have depth right now, but he would never sign off on that trade. He'd be backing up Fields. Rams continue to be a team of interest. If there's an injury to Flacco, we'll find out. But I'm with you. He has not been a problem at camp, other than apparently giving us dirty looks, reportedly.
Yeah, that's true.
And the only reason I had a beef with the guy is, look, no star athlete's going to take himself out of the game.
I blame you.
I get that. But when he goes and makes the rounds, doing television interviews on network and saying that, you know, remember, guys, the timeline. October, I'm fine. You're on the injury report on Wednesday. Clerical error. Nothing to see here. Then he goes and tells everybody at the Super Bowl, oh, no, I was really hurt. I couldn't play. And then quarterback comes out on Netflix, and he's like, I got no power. I can't step into it. I can't throw my elbow, my arm. It was basically an elbow injury. So it was a couple of things going on, shoulder and elbow. I don't mind a guy giving you the all, but at some point, somebody's got to say, I've now crossed over the line where I'm hurting my team. And then to double down and say, oh, no, when I said I was hurt, when I said I was clear, I was really hurt. That, to me, is some BS. That's where I think he owes Falcon fans an apology. You're not going to get it. That's my two cents. Regardless, I'm with you. He's a more viable backup. Until he gets traded, we'll roll with it. There's no distraction.
I don't like what happened or how it played out. But I got to move forward, and I got to look at where we are and what's the best scenario for us. And this is what I think many of you didn't want to admit when this was all going down. We're in a really good spot. Like, worst case scenario, and by the way, I'm telling you this because as we've watched these practices, it's been first team Michael Penix, second team Kirk Cousins. First team Michael Penix, second team Kirk Cousins. We haven't seen a lot of Easton Stick. Not saying they're not getting snaps, guys, but they're going to play in the preseason, as you're going to see them again tomorrow. And I just feel like, okay, they're nice to have extra arms in camp for this reason,
right?
Because your guys aren't going to play. But if it gets down to the nitty-gritty and you're telling me, hey, we need to win 2 weeks in a row and our guy is not available for whatever reason, I feel very comfortable with that. And that's where I've changed. I've not changed my opinion on how this went down. There is a difference between right. what happened and where I'm at now with the opinion of, you know what, is it better for him to be on this team than not to be on this team and maybe say, hey, Stick or Jones is going to be our backup? God forbid. This is a team that's built to win now, Mike, regardless right. of what happens with the quarterback situation.
Right, and I know that guys are in the earlier part of the show, maybe guys hadn't heard so much from camp this last few weeks. We talked about like the fight thing. It's gotten traction nationally, and you heard the Caden Ellis audio we played for you yesterday about how he's earned the respect. He's got respect because of his skills, and he's got respect because he's that alpha dog. They love this guy. Everybody on both sides of the ball loves Michael Penix Jr., but there will be growing pains. There will be interceptions because he's a high-risk guy. He goes down the field. The vertical passing game is a big part of it. But when you see his stat sheet or guys go and they read Mark Grimondi, and because Mark's keeping accurate notes, and you go, wait a minute, he's only 10 of 18? Yeah, because when it's not there, he throws it away. It's an incompletion. It's not an income. It's not an interception.
Correct.
So, but we're never, and the Falcons are never going to get into some kind of quarterback controversy. They're going to give Michael Penix Jr. the entire chance this season to be the man. It would require an injury, knock wood. Don't think about that, or some unprecedented bad play, which I don't think we're going to see.
No, I don't think he's going to have a stretch like Bryce Young had in Carolina, where he needs to sit and just observe. And remember, Andy Dalton takes over, and he right. runs the show. And then once they put Bryce Young back in there, Bryce Young was a different quarterback, and we saw that at the end of the season. But I don't think Michael Penix is going to have to deal with that. And the crazy thing is, you know, when asked, I think it was yesterday, we were talking about this, about the preseason, and he was like, I'm not worried about it. Like that, he says, whether I play in the preseason or not, I'm going to be ready. And then he related it to college football, saying, you know, you get ready, you get ready, you get ready, and then the games start. And he was like, that's kind of where my mind is. As far as the respect thing, Mike, I want you to hear Penix talk about this. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game with the whole brawl thing and yesterday. But this is what set him off is don't disrespect me. And I think guys on this team appreciate that.
Football is a competitive sport. So, like, I like to compete at a high level. And when I compete, I don't really do too much talking until somebody says something to me. And then maybe I want to, okay, I threw a touchdown. Now what y'all talking about? Like, and then I guess not everybody take that the right way. And I think that's all it was.
But he talked a lot about, you know, the respect factor. And so, look, guys are going to talk, and guys will see this, by the way, and they'll be like, oh, Tennessee got in your head. They will try him during the season because, again, he's not a 10-year vet. But Penix has got to show everybody, Mike, with this play.
Right. The one thing that concerns me, and this is, you know, it's all part of the cast of characters and star athletes, that Darnell Mooney's not on the field to start the season. Bo Nix, by the way, he did lose the first two games of the season. You know, throughout the development, Michael Penix or Jr. already got three games. It took him till week four to throw his first touchdown pass, and then the rest is history for Bo Nix.
He beat the crap out of us.
Right. You saw it up close and personal. I just think Penix Jr. is not going to spit the bit, as they say in horse racing. He's going to be ready to rock. I want to see, though, Kyle Pitts come to the rescue. He's got his back. He's talked about we've seen the synergy with Drake. If you can make up for Darnell Mooney, not the athleticism and the speed element, but that the superstar athlete Pitts is supposed to be, Pitts can be to the rescue while Mooney finally gets to 100% this year.
Let's hope so, man. We'll find out as we continue to move closer to the regular season. When we come back, he hit a grand slam last night, but he also did something that even felt better than that. We'll tell you about it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Want to remind you that our morning shift is going to be at McDonald's on Evans Mill Road in Lithonia, guys.
I'm the breakfast meat man.
For a special broadcast. Morning shift's going to be there tomorrow. Getting you ready to start your weekend while enjoying a great McDonald's breakfast. That's the morning shift, Friday from 6 to 9, guys, at McDonald's on Evans Mill Road in Lithonia on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, man, Squid, can I have some extra hash browns? Hey, just real quick to clarify, we were talking about the Falcons signing C.J. Henderson. Obviously not a very big contract, small deal by NFL standards, but a bunch of corners dealing with injuries. We said hammies. It's actually ribs for Clark Phillips that Raheem Morris talked about, and a Kobe Bryant with a C.O., apparently a lingering hamstring injury. So, Carl, a depth move. Henderson had injuries in his career. Only, as we said, mentioned, played one season of a full 17 games. He was on the Steelers practice squad and roster, but didn't play last year. Three career INTs, and he was actually, yes, drafted ahead of A.J. Terrell in the 2020 draft out of Florida. But needless to say, A.J. Terrell has had the hell of a better career, but C.J. Henderson helped with depth in the secondary.
Yeah, A.J. has been durable and available.
Right.
All right. Let's talk to Grant McCauley, guys. Braves did something last night, an explosion of runs, and Michael Money Harris hit that grand slam to cap off one of the biggest innings of the year. And Grant, I also saw him give a bat to a kid. Did you see this?
I did. I think that he was able to make that young fan's night, especially in a place where, you know, Braves fans may not necessarily be guaranteed to have the most fun in terms of their overall experience, but you get a big inning like that, get a bat from a guy who's been red hot. I think that's a pretty good day at the ballpark.
I mean, it's just great to see, you know, him getting confidence. And again, at this stage, you're hoping that it carries over through the offseason, spring training, et cetera. And it's such – and we were talking about this earlier, Grant. It was such a sort of a complete change to his stance and everything. It was so over the top that I guess it was too much to think they would have done this earlier midseason, or just the lack of production made Tim Hyers and him get together and say, we will go with something radical.
Yeah, I think eventually you do get to that point. And I've had a lot of people ask on social media, like, why does it take so long to make a change? Well, he tried, I think, a number of different things. It's not always going to be, I mean, you guys remember Cal Ripken seemed to come to spring training with a new stance every season. And I even heard his brother making fun of him for some of them and how just over the top they were. And, you know, maybe that worked for Cal. Maybe it didn't. Maybe it was purely anecdotal. But it's not always like the big changes that you can see. Some of it is little things like timing and load. And, you know, obviously the angle of the swing is going to be important as well so that you can get the proper exit, you know, angle and velocity that you want on that. But long story short, I think that going back to something that throughout his early career worked for him may have just led to a level of comfortability and just seeing the ball a little bit different to the barrel. And that really, I mean, you look at what he's doing, these exit velocities do point out that not only is he making contact now, he's making steady contact. And we can see a lot of it going over the wall. So I posted earlier today just kind of where Michael Harris's hot streak has him over the last, a little bit over the, well, it started right before the All-Star break, but, I mean, he's got the most home runs of any National League outfielder in the second half. I think that's certainly of note. He's batting .366. You certainly like to see that sort of thing. And he's just continued to be, I think, you know, consistent. And that's what we really needed to see, because that's what makes you feel like this is sustainable. It wasn't one or two good series. It's just an overall push. But it kind of to go back to what people are asking me, and then I promise I'll give you your show back. Mm-hmm. You know, why didn't he change his hands earlier? Well, when he came up, he had this stance much similar to what he has right now. And then 4 games into his career, he took his hands down and proceeded to win the Rookie of the Year in 2022 and have some very good stretches in 23 and 24. So abandoning that wasn't necessarily the first thought on his mind.
Okay, that's good info. And by the way, how much did Hires play a role in this? Because, look, we all just think it's Hires going, move your hands. Like I said, it's hard to change your swing in the middle of a golf round, right? I mean, like, you're in the middle of the season, and you're telling me to do something that's been working for me. But what do you think, Grant? How much did he play into that, or was this just a Money Harris observation?
Yeah, I think typically it's going to be both. And at this point, it's a collaborative process of, okay, well, what can we do that might start to unlock something, that might make you more comfortable, that might help you get your swing loaded faster so that you're able to get through the zone faster and have better plate coverage, all of those kinds of things. But I think the Tim Hires, and I asked Brian Snitker about this a few weeks ago, because you look at what the Braves offense did in the first 3 months of the season, and clearly it wasn't able to deliver. So while the pitching was kind of holding you up, and propping you up, the hitting just wasn't doing its job. But I don't think that's necessarily a direct reflection of Tim Hires doing or not doing his job as much as I feel like his philosophy, like it takes time for this stuff to sink in. And during a season, to your point, Carl, during a round, during a game, whatever the case is, it's hard to make an adjustment and have the, I think, consistency that you need to have with it. So I think every hitter at this point has kind of got to the level where they're doing their own stuff. They've got their own hitting gurus. They've got their own guys that they go to. They've got their place. They work on their swing in the off season, and then they like to come into the season. And much like the pitching coach, I think a hitting coach, a lot of it's just managing egos, making sure that people feel comfortable, giving them some input, the right input, not too much of this, not too much of that. It's just, it's a balancing act, if that all makes sense.
Talk with our man Grant McCauley. Guys, coming up in just a bit. You want Odell Beckham here on the Falcons? Stay tuned. Hey, man, Bryce Elder, can he be saved? Because the ERA it's high, and I know that maybe they even
what,
consider
we going to church.
Well, yeah, I mean, not saved in that sense.
Can he be saved?
He's from Decatur, Texas. I'm sure he's a good Southern Baptist. But no, the point is, can he be saved? As far as he's never going to have overpowering stuff. But what are we going to do here?
Yeah, I don't know. That may be the best question I've ever been asked on one of these. But it's hard to say at this point, because I think that, let's just call it this way. We know what Bryce Elder is, and I think more importantly, we kind of have gotten an indication of what he's not. And while he had a very good story in 2023 and enjoyed the most consistent run of his career, he just hasn't been able to replicate that. And at some point, you kind of are who you are. And at this point for the Braves, obviously his job is just to eat innings. And the reason he has that job at this point is because 5 starting pitchers are on the 60-day injured list. So I don't really know that at this juncture, and I said this, I talked about this on From the Diamond a couple of weeks ago, if Bryce Elder is still starting games for the Braves in 2026, something, and I mean some things, plural, has definitely gone wrong. He's just not part of that primary plan. He's organizational depth. He's doing the best that he can. He's a great dude. He's a hard worker, and you'd love to see, and you did love to see, I think, the success that he enjoyed in 2023. It was a great story. But when you look at what it takes to be an effective big league starting pitcher, which, by the way, is extremely difficult, I just don't know that Bryce Elder has all the tools that you need to pitch at the level and the depth that he was in those deeper waters back in 2023.
Well, I hope we beat the Mets again, because it's fun and it hurts them much more than anything right now.
Break
and,
their spirit.
It does. And they're looking to earn a series win over the reeling Mets. So let's see what happens tonight with the Braves. Grant, thanks so much. Tomorrow we got a short show, so we'll talk to you again on Monday.
All right. I look forward to it. Thank you so much, and I'll catch you guys next week.
Yeah, real quick. Grant, when are you on this weekend? Want to make sure people know.
Well, I've actually got a doubleheader of sorts this weekend. I've got my show 5 to 7 on Sundays. That's From the Diamond. We'll talk about the Braves, everything going on with this week, and some of the pitching news that we have got to parse through over the course of the end of the season. And I'll be doing Falcons halftime and postgame for the broadcast against the Tennessee Titans tomorrow. So I'll be on right after you guys. Well, a little while after you guys tomorrow for the Falcons and Titans. Looking forward to that.
All right. Good deal. We'll listen and have a great weekend.
Thanks, guys. You too.
All right. That's Grant McCauley, guys. It's Dukes and Bill, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Lots of stuff going on in around the NFL. We're going to get you caught up on that because there are some stories that are happening. And as we get ready for the second preseason game for teams around the league, coaches, Mike, today announcing a lot of them, who's playing, who's not playing. For example, the Steelers, Mike Tomlin said none of his guys are playing. All the TJ Watt.
Wait, what does that sound like, Coach?
Yeah, TJ, don't do that.
Come on, man. I got to wind you up to do Tomlin. Come on, you haven't done Tomlin in a minute, man.
It's been a while. But he said, literally, none of his guys are going to play. I think, again, it depends on everybody's situation whether or not you're going to see some of these guys get playing time or not. But we do know Shedeur Sanders is dealing with an oblique. It doesn't seem like he's going to play.
Yeah, and we mentioned this earlier. I mean, he needs as many chances, as many reps. And I'd be curious. I mean, they're gonna sit him because you don't want him to get the injury to continue. But it's almost like, Coach, put me in. I can do it.
You want to see more.
Let me get out there. I was just watching the 30 for 30 the other day. I was at the hotel up in Buford before we went up to a Falcons practice. And it was a 30 for 30 on the Bears, the 85 Bears, and how tough McMahon was. McMahon was like full of like injections and shots, and he was loopy. And he gets out there and basically just whams. I throw 3 touchdowns against the Vikings. Because, and Dick is like, what are you doing? Supposed to throw a screen pass. Hey, man, Willie Gull's wide open, man.
That's right.
But that toughness, and the point I'm making here is, sometimes can you convince the coaching staff? I don't know. Is there an agenda there? I think I wonder if Stefanski, what he really feels about Shedeur Sanders. Was he the driving force in taking the flyer on him in the 5th round? Or was he saddled with him by his GM?
Yeah.
And all these quarterbacks, they've run through this summer.
Well, they look. They still are making it seem like they don't know where they want to go. Maybe, Mike, they're fooling us all. But right. We'll run down who it looks like may or may not play, and we'll talk more about the Falcons as we get ready for tomorrow here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
We've had a couple of signings today, including our Falcons bringing in a cornerback. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You guys remember Isaiah Bond with Alabama, right? And then he transferred right. to Texas.
You guys and your money.
And he was supposed to be one of the top wide receivers coming out, Mike. And then he got into a little situation. And now apparently the sexual assault that he was up against, charges have been dropped. And Mike, he's free to sign with anybody, and then immediately it comes out he's signing with the Browns.
10 touchdowns in his college career, 668 yards and 4 TDs back in 23 for Bama. Yeah, again, it's called no bill, meaning the grand jury decided there wasn't enough evidence to formally accuse him of the crime. He and his team have maintained his innocence from the jump, saying that this was it was misconstrued, and again, I don't know what was going on, if it was a money grab, either way. He was arrested in April, and he was released on from jail. He's been on social media ever since, saying the accusation against him was patently false. So now we saw what happened with the San Diego punter, that was San Diego State punter that was drafted by Buffalo, and because everyone just assumed that, you know, he did what he did, and found out that wasn't the case, or at least there wasn't enough evidence. But his reputation was trashed, and his career now just getting underway. So we'll see how Isaiah Bond can do, because everyone sees, recognizes the skills, and we'll see what he can do up there in Cleveland.
All right, and another guy that we wonder, and this is kind of all Cleveland news, but Mike, they drafted, I think the kid is out of Ohio State, Quinshon Judkins, who was one of their high picks, and they needed to replace the running back.
And that was right after the draft that went down, there was an alleged assault.
One of the running back situation, and he was facing formal charges, gone. Prosecution decided to decline and move forward, so he is now going to get back and be with the Browns. So, you know, a lot of stuff has been up in the air, mainly about the quarterbacks, but everybody wondered what was going to happen with their running back situation. So that today happened as well, and he's going to get back with the Browns, and now he is not facing charges either. So a couple of interesting stories there. As far as tomorrow, and we said this, there will be a variety of teams. If guys played in the first preseason game, they're more than likely not to play around the league, guys,
right.
In the second preseason game. So we saw quarterbacks that we normally wouldn't see. Joe Burrow's not playing in the second preseason game. They've not said that coming out of Cincinnati, and I only say that to say that's probably going to be the norm, Mike. If you saw some of these guys last week, you're not going to see some of the starters this week, and we know Michael Penix is not playing tomorrow.
No, there used to be a stage. It was kind of like what they do with the Tour Championship. It goes from 90 to 50 to 30. Nowadays, the NFL, they just say, hey, by August 27th at 4 o'clock, you got 53 guys on your roster, and the rest get designated to your practice squad.
That's right.
Which you can still make good money. Makes good six figures doing practice squad and get your shot, throughout the season. So, yeah, 53 men by Tuesday the 27th. We'll see. We talked earlier about C.J. Henderson, who was on the practice squad for the Steelers, eventually was on their active roster, but didn't play on the field for Pittsburgh last year. He's now on the Falcons because of the injuries we talked about last segment to Kobe Bryant, and Clark Phillips is banged up. Then there's another wrinkle for what it's worth talking about. Pittsburgh, Odell Beckham Jr. has talked to Aaron Rodgers about joining the Steelers.
Really?
Yep. According to the Club Random podcast, Beckham addressed whether he'll join forces with Aaron Rodgers. He goes, I love him. We've had conversations. From Jack Markowski of SI.com, I won't say it's not a possibility, and I won't say that I haven't had communication, and it's more than Rodgers. I blanking love Mike Tomlin. So, Beckham was able to stay healthy enough to win a Super Bowl with the Rams, and they took a shot on him, and it paid dividends for him.
It did.
He's bounced around, as we talked about, with the Ravens subsequently, not been able to stay healthy, with the Dolphins too. But, look, we know what Shark is here. He hasn't really, distinguished himself in Jalen Ramsey's absence. You like the young guys, or you say at this point there's no point in even talking to a guy like Odell Beckham Jr.?
Well, look, the problem is, who else do you trust when you talk about the Steelers as far as being a reliable target? Look, the tight end situation is locked. Both of those guys, Fairmuth can play. We know what they can do.
Right.
I just feel like outside of DK Metcalf, do you have another viable threat? The problem is, Mike, Odell has looked old in these last few stops. He's right. not been the game-breaking type wide receiver. And I'm not saying he can't help you produce, but he's been more about like a possession kind of receiver than right. he's been that big game-breaker that he was early in his career. So, look, and the second thing is, do they have enough money? With all the money they're paying out to all these guys, do the Steelers have any money to pay Odell Beckham?
Right, that's it. He's 33 is Odell Beckham right now at this stage of his career. The other guys that you've heard Aaron Rodgers talking about. We had that soundbite we played for you, I think it was last week or week before, where he's saying, hey, guys like, you know, Jalen Warren, he's just got to get out of his own head, you know, and just, you know, be able to, you know, play better. Talking about receivers. Now, that's the running back. Hold on, I'll get you the name for it. It was Roman Wilson. That was the name. Sorry about that. Roman Wilson out of Michigan was the third round wide receiver. And he was just saying, he's got to stop worrying about, you know, pleasing me and the coaching staff, like, am I doing good, Aaron? And just, not thinking and just react and go do your thing. So if Roman Wilson can get into becoming a big-time star with Metcalf and the things you talked about at tight end, all of a sudden now, let's see what Arthur Smith can do. Do you trust Arthur Smith, even though he's got one of the greatest quarterbacks at this stage of his career, to dress out an Aaron Rodgers?
I think he has to show this year specifically that offense can be explosive. And this is why I'm a little concerned, because I don't know how explosive they can be. Now, if DJ Metcalf does what he does, you know, you're going to have a down-the-field guy. But, Mike, that offense has been blah. And I don't know if they've got the running. Now, they drafted a running back out of Iowa. I've not heard anything about how he's doing in camp. Apparently, he's been okay. But I don't know if he's been game-breaking and, you know, just those flashes we talk about. But I don't know. You ask me that question, I'm going to tell you I have confidence, because I think he's learned from his experiences in understanding what needs to be done. And the excuses for Arthur are over. You can talk about Russell Wilson and Justin Fields all you want. You just got a future Hall of Fame quarterback who's still supposed to be playing at a high level.
Right.
You can't make any of those excuses.
With a good defense, I still think the Cam Hayward, he's got to come to it. I mean, like, I get it. He feels he's undervalued at $14 million and change. But at age 36, I don't see him getting – that's the only distraction. TJ Watt got his bag.
Yep.
Everybody's set. Meanwhile, and this kind of gets us back to the Kirk Cousins conversation we were having earlier, you asked, hey, you said you come around to, yeah, I'm cool with him as the backup, be a hell of an insurance policy. And if things go well, then, there's...
Because we're not keeping four quarterbacks.
And then by the trade deadline in November, right? I got to double check. But the trade deadline, if somebody is in need, you can make the deal. And maybe if somebody really needs him, we get some leverage, and it's more than a late-round pick, and we actually get something for Kirk Cousins. Reason I bring it up is Sean McVay, after the joint practice today with the Saints, says the Rams are going to work out Matthew Stafford on Saturday. Hopefully his back response a little bit better. ESPN reports... We're trying to get our hands around this as well. Don't really have information. Garoppolo's making $3.5 million. We talked about Stetson Bennett playing the first game against the Cowboys.
And he looked good.
But that would be, you know, a potential shot, you know, for Kirk Cousins. I'm just throwing it out there.
If this lingers.
And by the way, Tuesday, November 4th, the Tuesday before we go to Berlin for the Colts, that is the NFL trade deadline.
Isn't that voting day as well?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Mike, I think if this lingers, where you don't know week to week if Stafford can play. And by the way, at some point, Stafford may just say, screw this, I'm done, right? Because he doesn't want to do that to the team. I think he feels like he can still play. But, Mike, one day you feel good. One day you don't. One day you work out. You look fine. The next day you're hurting. Like, that's kind of this routine that we're seeing, at least right now, with Matthew Stafford. How do you play a full 17-week, 18-week season when your back is dealing, when you're going through the – that is the concern. So – at some point, we're still early, but if they realize that, and then Sean McVay's got to say, I truly trust Garoppolo and Stetson Bennett enough that this is a team that can get to the Super Bowl. I don't think he trusts them like that.
Yeah, and that's where, you know, Kirk Cousins, as we said, I think, you know, reports, that's the question, and you brought this up. Would you put him in this game? You know, because some teams maybe, and again, it's a very finite amount of teams. It's like the Rams right now.
Right.
The Jets, he would never sign off on that because he'd be backing up Justin Fields.
I would like to play Kirk Cousins tomorrow, two series.
Right. But the problem is you're playing with the backups and the second offensive line is going to get killed.
Okay, leave him out.
Now, real quick, Carl asked a question. This didn't make TV or radio, would have a soundbite on it. But, and again, Coach Ross should run for Senate because he's great at not giving answers. Carl asked a question about the worries and concerns about the second team offensive line.
Yes.
And the coach, all he did was basically go player by player and talk about how much this guy's evolving and how great this guy's. But he never answered the question.
He did not.
But I can tell you from what I've seen at camp, if you put Kirk Cousins behind the second team O-line, he's going to be a greasy spot on the 50-yard line of Mercedes-Benz.
You're going to get that man killed.
Yes.
No, listen, and you're right about
that. You're not going to like that.
You're right about that. Ron literally was like, let me go down the list of guys. And he talked about the positives of every guy. He did not say, you know what, there is a concern at tackle right now because they do have some injuries about – we're talking about swing guys. And what we mean, guys, is let's just say we need a guy for a couple of weeks to step in for, I don't know, Jake, who's been terrific, or McGarry, all right? who is that guy? Because Storm Norton was, but he's been out. Right. And so then we see the second offensive line, second team offensive line, struggle a little bit in week one, Mike, in the preseason to run the ball. And then we've been seeing him at practice, and we're like, okay, I'm not surely about that. And so I wanted to get more out of him about the concerns up front, but he didn't give us that. He just gave everybody a hip, hip hooray. That's what he did. He was like, oh, all these guys are terrific. And they're not. All of them are not necessarily playing well. But this is another proving ground tomorrow, and we're going to be talking plenty about it. By the way, I want to remind you, speaking of programming notes, we have more Corky Kale coming up, not only tonight, but pregame 7:55-ish kicks at 8 tonight. But then you get into Saturday after the Falcons' second preseason game, because that's what you'll hear tomorrow after right. we get done leading up to the Titans matchup. But then, as we mentioned, Saturday, we've got three Corky Kale games starting at 9:55 in the morning. Kicks 10 o'clock with the early game, and then after game one, game two, after game two, game three, and then Atlanta United. But high school football is back, guys. And then you talk about, you know, getting into the college football season. We've got Iowa State, K-State, Saturday on the 23rd, and then all the big games, Texas, Ohio State. So just a reminder, we are your home for football here as things get underway.
Yeah.
Tonight, Day-Day's on the call, man. So make sure you listen in and hear those guys as Wes Forsythe will be in action tonight. It's Douglas, is that right, Big O? All right.
Did Day-Day's wife give him permission to do this tonight? I mean, what if the game runs late?
Come on, man.
I mean, last night he had some thunder and lightning.
They did, but you know what? You're mistaking Day-Day's wife for Dylon's wife. Oh, I mean his girlfriend. Excuse me.
I mean, either way, we got a lot of guys letting the women run the pants, wear the pants in the family.
I'm just saying, there's a lot of that going on.
Oren, you slapping it down? You taking care of business?
I love my wife very much.
He's like, I'm not getting into this. That's going to get back to Dylon. Watch. Yeah. And Dylon, I love him. He always
is it okay if I go to the Braves game?
Oh, jeez. He's like, Carl, I do what I want. I do what I want. Let me make a phone call. I do what I want. Hey, man, tomorrow we're on 2 to 5. We'll get you ready, and we'll talk plenty about what we expect to see tomorrow. By the way, there are things that we will be focused on, and you should be too. There are some battles that are still taking place, and we got to get some more answers. Big shout-out also tonight. I think it's tonight. It is tonight. Buford opens up their new stadium. Milton
the Taj Buford.
Yeah, and if you guys, you're on your way up there, you're going tonight, it's crazy. Last meeting, Milton won 13-10 in 2024. Milton went 15-0 in 2024, by the way. Buford went 12-2. These are two of the premier programs in the area. So big shout-out to Buford because they got a lot of friends up there, Coach Atten company. But big shout-out to Milton as well. It should be a great game. But that stadium opens up tonight. All right, man, we got to get out of here. Chris is coming up. Let's clear our throat. All right, Big O just said something to me. I didn't even realize that, but it makes sense. That Milton Buford game is going to be on ESPN2, Mike.
As well, it should be.
Yeah, no doubt.
I mean, again, and you know what's going to happen. All the people that love to wring their hands, the Northeastern and California media elite, things are so out of whack. And George, read up, understand how the taxes are paid and how the county thing and the bills work and how they got to do this. But you know there's going to be a tisk, tisk, tisk on this nationally.
No doubt. Hey, man, thanks to our guests. They're all online at Odyssey.com. Go listen to them. Go listen to our Falcon interviews, man. Get caught up on all the stuff you might have missed while we were at camp the last few weeks. Chris is on the way. He's got you till the start of the turtle. Until tonight, till the start of the game tonight. Big O, thank you. Day-Day, appreciate you as always, our executive producer. All right, Mike Bell, let's get out of the way. Clear your throat.
Hey, man, you can always rewind and catch the rest of the show or the earlier part of the show. Thomas Hammack was a big conversation. Who's he? Head coach of the Northern Illinois University squad, who said basically, you know, it's more than just the money, which I agree. You wish we had the guardrails up and the kids could still get paid, earn a good wage for putting big TV ratings up for college ball, but that's not where it's at. He was talking about parents. Are you going for the money or are you trying to develop your young man into an adult and all the things that comes with the experience and leadership? And that's great. But in 2025, the odds of making it to the NFL are so slim. Woo! If you've got a chance to make seven figures, I take the money. I wish it wasn't like that. But there's the world you want, and there's the world you live in, and I got to go for the cash.
His name is Zachary Rechaché. What's his name, Udonis Haslam?
Now you have everything you need. You go out and you go get Kennard, who's 44% from three. You make the trade for Porzingis. You got your young coin, Jalen Johnson, and Rashashana, however you say his name. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Rishashi, Zachary Rishashi.
Rishashi! He created a new person on the Hawks. We love Udonis Haslem, but that will live forever. And by the way, Hawks schedule came out today. We're going to talk with Steve Coonan about that tomorrow as we break things down. Make sure you hear it, too. Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't.
Well, I'm sure she loves the show anyway, but you've got a woman yelling at us for not talking about the Dream. Go Dream!
And Rashashana, however you say his name. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Rishashi, Zachary Rishashi.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.